Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Blind Level Tech. I am your deep-voiced host, Evan Starnes, joined, of course, by Kelvin Crosby. And I don't know, man, how has your Friday been? It's Friday as we're recording this.
Yep, Friday. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood with some rain in San Diego. And you're wondering, where did this rain come from? But, yeah, at least it's coming down from the sky to put out the fires, right?
That's good, because those are scary.
We still got to find some time to paint our roofs blue, so that way it doesn't burn down. So we'll just see how that rolls. How you doing, man?
Shoof. It's raining here, too, actually. I'm honestly, it's been kind
of a... Is it raining or snowing?
Well, it's sleeting or it's
That's
blowing.
Disgusting.
Isn't it? I don't. It's I'm like, tired of it too.
It's kind of like vomiting snow out of your mouth. Yeah, that's what it's like. That's what I say.
The sky is vomiting. Yeah. The sky is falling. The sky is vomiting. The sky
is vomiting. So.
Well, so the question I was going to ask you is, yeah, if you know you're talking to somebody, you know, fully sighted, and people do ask us as blind people, they're curious and they have to ask us questions about our blindness and how we do things. How would you react if somebody said, oh, blind people can't watch TV?
Well, I would say, well, then sight people can't walk in the dark.
Listen to podcasts. They can't listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Or but, I would say blind or sight people can't read in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
you know, that's true, actually, because, you know, with Braille, I can read a book and I can have that book comfortably under my blankets and just like lie back in bed. My eyes don't get tired. Fingers get tired, though, eventually. We're not here to debunk the whole blind people can't watch TV misconception. We're actually today here to talk about, well, first of all, some ways that you can enable audio description on platforms such as Netflix and Disney Plus, and also an awesome little source that you can get audio described movies from for free. And, well, first of all, what I've realized here is that a lot of people, when it comes to, you know, Netflix or Disney Plus or Hulu, don't actually know how and where to enable audio description. And it's kind of weird. How much, Kelvin, how many movies do you typically watch with audio description, or do you just keep it off?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much all the only way I'm going to watch movies. I mean, I just went and saw the last movie I went and saw with The Blind, and it was interesting. It was a very slow movie, very southern slow movie, but great movie for audio description, like giving you details and so forth, and so and it actually was fairly well done, and I was surprised.
So the thing with me is, well, first of all, there's a movie I've been watching for years, and it was my childhood movie, WALL-E, and I just literally watched it. WALL-E. Yeah, it's Disney movie, and well, Disney Pixar. But I hadn't watched it with audio description until like a few weeks ago when I was in Arizona, and I realized, goodness, there's a lot that I'm missing from this. But what I usually do is, you know, especially if I'm going to friends' places and my friends are sightlings, I'll often watch a movie with audio description for the first time, and then usually I'll remember it enough that I can enjoy it without the audio description again, then pretty much thereafter. But as far as getting access to audio description, typically what's weird is that the feature or the audio description is actually considered a language. So
That's
what you'd have to... Isn't it? because it kind of goes back to the old days of TV when they used to use the SAP or Secondary Audio Programming Standard, which is basically just a subfrequency. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was where you get Spanish. But in some
Uno,
cases...
Uno, dos, cuatro, cinco.
Indeed. I don't even respond. I don't even know what to say to that. But
that's the best Spanish I got, man.
I mean, I think I know hola, adios.
¿Cómo estás?
I mean, I know a few.
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. I actually do want to learn Spanish. I got to find it.
Well, we're getting off track. Let's get back on
track. We're back on track here.
All right. So language with text.
Audio description.
Audio description.
So, yeah, so basically that's where it resided. Was it was kind of one of the secondary audio programs, and it was basically just the English with an audio description overdub. And so yeah, if you know, back in the day of, you know, when cable TV was, you know, a big thing, and mostly the primary way that people watched TV, you know, that's how you'd access it. And it was kind of hit or miss. Sometimes, you know, you'd expect to get audio description and then end up getting your movie in Spanish or another language. And actually, Comcast, under their accessibility settings for audio description, they even mentioned that. But as far as things, services like Disney Plus or Netflix, which are really the only two I've tested with this, the way that you want to go to enable audio description is actually to go. If you're listening to something or you're watching a movie and you don't actually see any controls on your screen, you might have to double tap with VoiceOver to show the playback controls. And then you want to go to the language and subtitles option. And then if it's available, you'll have the option of English with descriptive audio. And that usually sticks. Like, I did it on Disney Plus when I watched, I think the first thing I'd watched on Disney Plus, I don't remember what it was, but when I switched it to English with audio description,
with
pretty
Barbie.
Much everything else. Oh no, no. Though actually,
Bambi.
I did
Bambi.
Watch
that's what it was. Bambi.
Bambi? No, it wasn't Bambi. It was
Peter Pan.
I think it was Star Wars. Actually, it was Star. Yeah, it was. It was actually. It was A New Hope. But that. Once I turned on audio description, then it pretty much stuck. And it's kind of one of those, you know, it's available until it's not. And you don't see, like, if you're looking at the description of a particular show and or movie, you don't see if it has audio description. It's kind of one of those, you just have to play it and find out. But I am impressed that services such as Netflix and Apple TV, Amazon Prime have adopted audio description, and it is growing, and I'm seeing a lot more of it on shows.
Growing.
Yes, exactly.
It's not perfect.
It's not perfect yet, but it's
getting
one step closer.
It's like a beautiful flower that still wants to bloom.
Exactly. Now, the other service that I had mentioned is actually one that's been out for quite a long time now, and that is called AudioVault.net. And if you haven't heard of AudioVault.net, I'm sure probably a lot of, you know, techies around here have. Effectively, what it is it's a service that allows you to download movies with audio description, and it could be anything. I mean, they've got thousands of titles. I was just on their site, like they actually had like the latest Top Gun Maverick. But here's the catch with that. They, of course, you know, are effectively redistributing these movies, and it's not as a way to, you know, they don't want to take money away from copyright holders or what have you. It's more of a way to just get people, you know, across multiple countries access to content with audio description. And it's the thing is, though, is it's only audio. So, you know, if you're having people over, you know, and you're having mostly sightlings over and they want to watch the movie, actually, this might be a fun experience for them. It might be a, you know, a cool idea to be like, hey, we're going to watch the movie as, you know, totally, totally blind folks with audio description only. And, you know, it's definitely another thing to consider, though, is that they, you know, just because it's copyrighted content, you might deal with, they do tend to change like the pitch, like slightly speed up these things so that, you know, they don't get in trouble. So you might have to like use something like Audacity to slow it down to, you know, normal level, just so it sounds right.
Well, you know, we have a guest coming up soon that invented an app that allows volunteers to do audio description, right?
Yeah, we actually do. We're actually going to have, here in a couple weeks, we're going to have Josh Mealy, who not only did the helped to design the Amazon's show and tell feature available on the Echo Show speakers that you hold things up and it tells you what, you know, it's supposed to tell you what you're holding. I haven't played with it in a while, but he also did an app called You Describe that allows volunteers to describe YouTube videos. And I've played with it a little bit, and I've overall enjoyed it, mainly because, you know, it's just an experience that I otherwise wouldn't have had. And, you know, it is free, which is also, you know, a very good thing. And I appreciate the fact that it is such.
And the audio description is some of them are a lot more detailed than others, especially if you get like people that are like gurus in some of these movies. Like, they go all out on all the description, like detail.
Yeah.
So some of them are really garbage, and then others are like, yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of the thing you experience. You know, people are just doing it voluntarily out of the kindness of their hearts, and so. You know, it's kind of that hit or miss thing.
So did you know that the first set of audio descriptions was actually done by somebody visually impaired? Or actually
what?
Completely blind? Yep. And
when was that?
It was back in the 1980s. And the way this guy, and I apologize, I don't have the guy's name on top of my head.
That's right.
I met him. He's a former U.S. Heavyweight lifter. And he was he's completely blind. And he does a lot of leadership groups. But he, basically what he did is he knew all these movies from his past. And so him and his friend would poke him with a stick, and he would describe the scene. And that was the first time audio description was ever created. And
wow.
And he got it all commercialized and started the standard for audio description for movies.
Yo, that is incredible. I actually did not know that.
I think his name is Michael, I think. I had to go look at my emails. It's been a long time since I talked to the guy. But, yeah.
Well, that's really cool. It kind of brings me back to the days of being a kid. And the best way I got audio description, I think it was through I don't know if it was through the Talking Book Library or if it was a separate entity, but they used to come on VHS tapes. And it was just, you know, one
Hold
movie
on.
With
what,
audio
what
description.
What is a VHS tape for all them young
oh.
youth?
Yeah, it's so imagine this big rectangular thing of it's made out of plastic and it has okay no I'm just kidding. I had to do that.
Yeah.
But effectively, you know, it's a videotape. You slot it into a VCR and you get picture and audio, and but that's how they used to come, and then, you know, eventually DVDs started to – I actually remember when you put in a DVD and it had audio description, you hear this ding at first. And so if you ever, like, listen to DVDs and you heard that ding, that's exactly what that is. It's like a little prompt that comes up. So
ding.
And it lets you pick English descriptive audio or closed caption or something like that. And that's really when I, you know, like I like that, like, the whole advent of DVD really gave opportunity to kind of add things like, you know, different languages, audio description, you know, those stupid little games that you could play on your DVD player. I don't know. But good Lord, we could kind of run this into the ground here.
But then I'm going to starve and I'm not going to be able to eat.
Yeah.
But one of the things that you need to have is a meal, right?
Yeah, something to go with your movie. Kind of like a...
The sandwich of the week.
Well, so, honestly, I was trying to think of, like, what sandwich or burger goes well with a movie. I will say I was trying to go to look at the there's this place. If you're in the Denver area, there's a cinema called the Alamo Draft House, and their food is delicious. Plus, they have seats that can lean back electronically and recline and all that fun stuff, and you can put your feet up. But they also have really, really darn good burgers. The only burger, though, that I've tried of theirs is their American, which, I mean, it's just a basic American style, you know, hamburger patty, cheese, pickles, a bun, whatever sauce you want. I usually just go with mustard. I'm weird. Some people think I'm weird, but, you know, it's okay. But, you know, honestly, that it did go well with the movie. And I'm going to cheat just because I have to say this thing because it was so, like, out there. But I did the ChatGPT thing and asked it, come up with a movie that goes – or come up with a sandwich that goes well with movies. Sorry.
Cheater.
It's, like, past – it's past like four. I'm free. I'm exhausted right now. But yeah, it came up with this sandwich that I don't think I'd make it, but I just, it was so out there. It was like popcorn chicken on a bun with nacho cheese. And
you know, that sounds fairly entertaining.
It did. Well, I think they call it the Buster Burger or something, or the
Buster Burger.
Something the like that.
Buster Burger.
Yeah, that's what they called. Oh, you said booger. I'm sorry. I don't mean.
But
you got a sandwich for us, though?
I do. It's not that crazy as you were going, but mine is a grilled cheese place here in San Diego. It's by the Department of Rehabilitation Office, if you're going to Vocational Rehab in Mission Valley. And it's a grilled cheese sandwich place, and you can get all different grilled cheese sandwiches. And I love their five cheese burger sandwich and grilled cheese sandwich. Basically, it's got five cheeses, and it's got a hamburger patty on it, and then with the grilled cheese bread on the top of it with olive... a garlic olive something butter like goes on top of it.
Olive oil?
No, it's a butter. It's butter. Oh, they make all their sandwiches with butter on the top. And so, but it is good. Not like you putting butter on the inside of your grilled cheese. I don't know about you, man. But
yeah, I mean, I do. I only do it so it doesn't splatter all over my air fryer.
Well.
But
anyway,
as we wrap up this episode, we'd like to know from you guys, what was like the, if you, assuming you've watched movies with audio descriptions, some people haven't, that's okay. But if you have, what was the very first movie you ever remember watching with audio description? Be really fun to hear. So, you know, always email feedback@aftersight.org or call 720-712-8856 and leave us your thoughts. We have been getting some more increased feedback lately, too, which I'm, as a host here, that makes me very happy. And Kelvin, you know the question I always ask. You know, is there any thoughts, like last-minute thoughts that you have before we wrap up this episode?
I think we keep living beyond our challenges and know that audio description is just one more step for all of us.
One more tool in the tool bag.
Exactly. To live beyond our challenges, so.
And hey, if you know somebody that hasn't experienced audio description before, especially friends or family, show it to them. As we wrap up this episode, I'd like to just recommend that if you haven't experienced audio description, well, now you know exactly where to enable it. Or, you know, if you'd like to just get some audio of movies, you know, downloaded onto your phone or onto a thumb drive, what have you, seriously, go check out audiovault.net. They're a not a nonprofit, but they accept donations too. And I'd strongly recommend that you donate to that project because it is a fantastic project, and really it's made it so that, you know, if somebody's like, hey, did you see this movie that came out? If it's on Audio Vault, I can go grab it really easily, and I don't need the video. So, you know, that's great. And like I said, you know, if you have friends that are sightlings or, you know, people that just haven't experienced audio description, just sit them down and really give them the audio description experience, because it is, I think it's something that people should just experience at least once. You know, it gives you a different perspective on the movie. Anyway, with that being said, I've been your host, Evan Starnes. This has been another episode of Blind Level Tech. And of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Kelvin Crosby.
Go live beyond your challenges. Plug in your device.